2 Kings, chapter number 2, verse number 1. Have your place, stand honored reading of God's Word. And the Bible says, "And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, As the Lord liveth, and as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha, and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. And he said, As the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they went, and they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view far off. And they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither. So they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over, that Elisha said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken away from thee, it shall be so with thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and he smote the waters and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him, bowed themselves to the ground before him. I want to preach a question tonight, just a little bit, maybe for a minute, on this thought, why God used Elisha. Why God used Elisha. If we looked at the words and we just go by the text and we don't take no opinions, I mean, I can give you a lot of opinions tonight and we've all got them. It's kind of like noses, ears, and things on your face. Praise God, you've all got them. But praise God, what God says is what really matters. And as we look at tonight and we look at the text here in 2 Kings chapter 2, we see that Elijah is finishing up his ministry. He's done what God called him to do. He's passing off the mantle, if you will, to Elijah or Elisha, like God told him to do over in 1 Kings chapter number 19, number 20, where he told him, he said, go ahead and anoint Elisha to take your place. And so he does, and you know the story. Elisha's a plowing in the field with 12 yoke of oxen, him being with the 12. In other words, they was other yokes, 11 yoke of oxen ahead of him plowing, and he was with the last one. Elijah comes along, and according to the Word of God, he takes his mantle and he casts it upon Elisha. And Elisha, seeing and knowing what's going on, he told him, said, hey, let me run back to the house. Let me go and tell Mom and Daddy bye. And said, I'll come and I'll follow you. And Elijah says, well, what's that to me? He said, what you got to do is what's between you and the Lord. You got to make up your own mind how you'll serve Him. Amen. So God began to use him. You know the Paul Harvey version, Elisha went back. He took the instruments of the ox and the wooden parts, and he busted them up and he used them to build a fire. Cut up those two oxen, praise God, and cooked them on the fire. They had a feast. He told his family goodbye. He said, I'm going to go do the work of the Lord. I'm going to go follow the man of God. And he turned his back and he left that place to follow God, to do something for the Lord. You know what? What would bless God's heart tonight if we could just forget about this old world just a little bit, a little space in our lives, and just follow God for a little while. Just do those things that bring glory and honor to His name. Just take a little time for the Lord. Amen. I'm sure God would bless you. I know God would bless you. He would help you. He'd increase you. Praise God. You'd get so excited about what God's doing and the blessings He's bestowing upon you that you'd get plumb beside yourself. People begin to see that in your life, in my life. Praise God. They'd begin to long and want for that that you have. Amen. God was going to use Elisha because he had committed himself to the Lord. Now just look what the Bible says in chapter number 2, verse number 2. So Elijah said to Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So he went down to Bethel. I mean, I won't say Elisha, praise God, he loved God and he loved God's house. He loved the house of God. That's what Bethel means, amen, is the house of God. Praise the Lord. He said, no, I'm not going to leave you. Amen. What was in Elisha's life? Elisha had a love for the church in his heart. He loved the church. He loved the prophets. He loved these men of God. Praise God. He was steadfast, working for the Lord, doing the things to bring glory to God of heaven. And God was a blessing his soul. And the more he got, the more he wanted. Amen. I don't know about you, but the more of God I get, the more of God I want. Hey, call me selfish if you will, but praise God, I want to be filled to overflowing with the presence of my Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. You ought to want that. We ought to have a desire for that. If we don't, we're missing something. What Elisha said, God was going to use him because he had a desire. He loved the church. He wanted to do something for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And the reason Elisha loved the church, praise God, because he knew who God was. Amen. Elisha had a living God that he served. Amen. Hey, I'm not serving no dead God. You're not serving no dead God. Our God ain't buried in a tomb somewhere. Our God isn't put away somewhere. Our God arose, praise God, on that third and appointed morning. Got up victorious over death and the grave. Rose up, praise God. Walked on this earth, showed himself alive, and then ascended up to the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and I. Amen. We serve a living God. The sooner we realize that we serve a living God. Listen to what Elisha said to him, to Elijah. And Elisha said unto him, verse number 2, as the Lord liveth. Amen. He said, Lord, hey, just as the Lord lives, said, praise God. Said, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. I'm going to go with, because you're going with God, I'm going to go with you. I wonder tonight if we'd search our hearts and ask ourselves, which direction are we going? Are you going with God so that somebody else can go with you? It's if somebody could follow your life, if somebody was watching you, could they see Christ in you, that hope of glory, and begin to follow you in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, our Savior? Paul would say, hey, listen, he said, I want you to follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. We ought to be asking people, hey, say, listen, hey, why don't you just get here and follow me? Go with me, praise God, as I go with Jesus. Let God begin to make a difference in your heart. Amen. Because that God that was in his heart. Because that God that was alive. Now notice he says this 3 times here in the Bible. 3 times. Verse number 2, verse number 4, verse number 6. He says that, he said, as the Lord liveth. Amen. Every time the man of God said, hey, he said, why don't you just stay here? You just wait right here. He said, I've got to go on down here. He said, oh no, just as sure as my God's alive, just as sure as I put my trust in Him, praise God, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to stay with you. Praise God. No matter what happens in this world, praise God, I'm going to go with God. I serve a risen Savior. Amen. Praise God. He's in my heart today. I know that he was living, whatever men may say. Praise God. I see his hand of mercy. Praise God. Everywhere I go. Because He is my God. He's a living God. He lives in my soul. I know Him tonight. Amen. As my Lord and Savior. You know Him tonight? You have to if you've been saved. If you've been born again, praise God, you've got to know who He is. You've got to have His living Savior. Amen. Trust in the One that's alive and well today. There's nothing hindering Him. Amen. So Elisha had a living God, a living Savior. And he says, as the Lord, just as sure as the Lord's alive, I'm going to follow you. Just as sure as the Lord's alive, I'm going to go with you. Just as sure as the Lord's alive, I'm not going to give up. And I'm not going to give in. Amen. Praise God. Boy, if we could be that steadfast. Amen. Why could God use Elisha? Because Elisha, praise God, he loved God's house. He loves God's people. Because he knew that God was a living God. He believed in his heart that God was alive. Elisha could be used of God because Elisha wasn't no quitter. Amen. Elisha was not going to quit. Amen. Verse number 2. He said, as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee. Amen. He said, I'm not going to quit. He said, just as sure as my God's alive, just as sure as I have breath in my being, my soul liveth, praise God, I'm going to go with you. He said, I ain't going to quit. We got too many people today that want to quit. Want to give up, want to give in. Amen. But the sad part is a whole lot of us ain't ever got in to begin with. Amen. It's hard to quit something you've never started. Amen. Come on. It's hard to quit something. Hard to quit when you've never really got in. But Elisha said, hey, listen, said the reason God could use him, he said, I'm not going to quit. And God began to bless him. See, God will bless the man, the woman, praise God, who won't quit. God will extend special blessings upon a person, praise God, who's not easy to quit, not easily gives up, praise God, but stays in the fight. I'm telling you, there's a special place, there's a special blessing for those of us that'll stay in the good fight of faith. We're going to need that in these last days that we live. There's things coming upon us that we've never seen before. There's things happening, praise God, that we've never encountered before. But praise God, there's a God of heaven that's promised to be with us. He said, if you'll just stay with me, He said, I'll bless you and I'll help you and I'll keep you, praise God. So we just got to keep on keeping on for the glory of God. God could use Elisha because Elisha said, I will not quit. Amen. Verse number 2, he said, I will not leave thee. Verse number 4, he said, I will not leave thee. Verse number 6, he said, I will not leave thee. He said, I'm going to stay with you. He said, I found a joy in this being a child of God. He said, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to stay with the stuff. He said, I'm going to follow the man of God, praise God. I follow the man of God as he follows God. Elisha would not quit. Amen? See, Elisha, when he got in this thing, he got into it for the duration. That's why the Bible through the Holy Spirit says that he took that yoke ox and the animals of his trade. He's a farmer, praise God. And he took those ox, he busted up the tools, the plows, and he slew the oxen, praise God, and used the wood to cook the oxen. And he told his family, listen, I've decided, glory to God, I'm just going to go with God. No quitting, no backing up, no looking back. I'm just going to go with God. I'm going to go help take care of the man of God. I'm going to press on for the cause of God. I'm going to just stay in the good fight for the glory of God. You know what happened if we got the same mindset today? If we come to ourselves and said, you know what? I'm just going to sell out lock, stock, and barrel. I believe I'll just go with God. If you did that, you'd be the happiest you've ever been. Amen. You'd be excited down in your soul, praise God, for what God could do for you. And no matter, praise God, the adversity that you face. And we'll face adversity in this world. It's everywhere that you look. Amen. Trials and temptations and all those things, praise God, that so easily beset us in this flesh that we live in. Even this flesh that we live in gives us a fit. Amen. This old man that I shave every day is the hardest person I know of to deal with. Amen. Oh, me. Hey, God. But Bobby, that's the way it is. The person that we, praise God, that we deal with, that have the most problem with is self. Amen? But when we make a commitment to God, see, the reason God could use Elisha is because Elisha had made a commitment to go with God. Amen? Not give up. He done put all the worldly stuff behind him. He had done decided to go with God. And he kept on keeping on. Amen? So we see Elijah, the reason he go God, because he had the right company. When he left out to follow God, he went in the right company. He went with God's man. Amen? He went with God's man. Praise God. He chose it. He said, hey, listen, God's called me. Mama, Daddy, God's called me. I'm going to go follow God's man. I'm going to follow the man of God. I'm going to go with him wherever he goes, wherever he sleeps, wherever he prays, whatever he does, whatever he eats. I'm going to go be with him. Praise God. I'll minister to him. I'll learn this thing. I'll figure it out. And I'll go. Hey, praise God. I'm going to make my last days my best days for the Lord. Amen. He made a decision. And he's hard. You know what's wrong with the churches today? He's a great falling away. In case you haven't noticed, he's a great falling away today. Because people have not committed themselves to the Lord. And because they've not committed themselves to the Lord, they've not committed themselves to the house of God. So God's house, God's people are struggling. They're falling by the wayside. Everywhere did you look? Churches that used to be full of people are now running 25 and 30 maybe. Used to have 200 on Sunday morning. Amen. Now they claw and dig to try to get 25 or 30. Just barely are able to keep the lights on. Because people are falling away because people are not making a commitment. Hey, we'll make a commitment to a ball team, and we'll make a commitment to work, and we'll make a commitment to everything in this world, but we'll not make a commitment to God. How's that going to look on your resume? Man, when you stand before God, he says, boy, man wants to die and after this judgment. How's it going to look when we stand before the Lord and give an account of what we did after we were saved? See, that judgment of Christ, the judgment of Christ, it's not about salvation. It's about what we did with salvation. What we did for the Lord after we were saved. That's where the rubber meets the road. But we see Elisha, God could use him because he kept good company. Amen. He ran around with Elijah. Praise God, that great prophet of God. See what he had done? He had divorced himself from the worldliness. Amen. Did you hear what I said? He divorced himself from the worldliness. He said, I'm not going with this gang. I'm not going in this direction. I'm going to go with God. Amen. I'm going to go with God. I'm just going to trust the Lord. I'm going to stay with the Lord. I'm going to go through this world. I'm going to go through this life. And I'm going to cross the finish line with my Lord. When you get that mindset, when you make that commitment, it's a commitment that comes from your head down into your heart. It's a heartfelt, it's a heart commitment, praise God, that we make to the Lord. That I'm going to go with God. And these churches are still open today. Little churches like this because we had some people like we've got here that's been here for 40 and 50 years, praise God, with a backbone like a saw log and say, you know what, I'm just going to go with God. And God just keeps a blessing. God keeps a helping. We'll have people come in and people go out and people go out and people come in. I pray God, that's just the way the world is. But we need some people with that saw, with that backbone, that spine like a saw log who'll stay in here and say, you know what? No matter what everybody else does, I'm just going to stay with God. Amen. People see it. People in community talk about it. Amen. They talk about your faithfulness. They talk about your diligence to the house of God. Because you've divorced yourself from the worldliness. Amen. Sometimes we even have to divorce ourselves from the religious crowd. Hello? Amen. Sometimes you even have to get away from the religious crowd so you can just serve the Lord. Amen. Because you and God knows what He wants you to do. You and God, praise God, knows how God can use you in His church. And God wants to build a church. Amen. A church for His glory. A church where people can be used. Amen. Praise God. But Elijah hung out with the man of God. Amen. He hung out with the man of God. And the man of God began to rub off on him. He's seen his actions. He's seen his mannerism. He's seen his reactions. Glory. He was growing every day with the Lord of God. That's why God could use Elisha. Amen. Elijah did Elisha did what Elijah did. Amen. Praise God. God gave him that power. Look at verse number 8. Said Elijah took the mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. Amen. You see what takes place? It said the man of God, he takes that mantle, he wraps it together, he smote the waters, and he went over on dry ground. Elijah's taken up in a whirlwind, in a whirlwind, praise God, in a chariot of fire and horses of fire, by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it as he went out of here. Elisha watched the man of God as God took him out, carried him off into heaven, praise God. What did Elisha do? He tore his mantle in pieces. And he took up, verse 13, he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, went back and stood on the bank of Jordan. Now watch this. So he picked up that mantle that fell from Elijah. And he took the mantle of Elijah and that fell from him, verse 14, and he smote the waters and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. You see what happened? Elisha saw the man of God. He believed in the God that the man of God served. He thought, praise the Lord. He said, I could have the power. He said, I could have that influence. And praise God, he picked up that mantle. Praise God, that fell from Elijah. And he wrapped it about. And he smote those waters. And said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And the Lord God of Elijah showed himself to Elisha. Praise God. God saw him. Why was God able to use Elisha? Because Elisha was one that would be used. He wanted to be used of God. But you know why? The biggest reason that God would use Elisha? Because Elisha was willing to ask big things. Hello? Sometimes we get so caught up and we don't know that we can ask big things of God. You know why we can ask big things of God? Because God's a big God. Amen. Our little God ain't no... Hey, you can't put him in a box. Our God is an awesome and almighty God. He's full of power and might. He's full of grace and mercy. He is the good God of heaven, praise the Lord. And there's nothing impossible with him. But the reason that Elisha was able to be used of God is because he was willing to ask big things. Look at verse number 9. It said, it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, now watch this. Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. Amen. Elijah said, okay, said, before I go out of here, he said, I could go out of here any minute. You know, any one of us could go out of here any minute. Any second we could go out of here to be with the Lord. Or if you're not saved, the alternative, end up in hell lost without God. Alienate from the presence of our kind and loving Savior forever. But praise God, if we're ready to go to God, we can go up any minute. And he said, while he was waiting, he's asking him, he said, what shall I do for thee before I be taken away? Elisha said, now watch this, he wasn't afraid to ask something big. Amen. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Amen. He didn't ask some little old Benny something. He said, hey, I just want to be able to see you when you go out of here, Elijah. If I could just see you when you go out, when you're swept up out of here, well, that'd be enough. But he said, hey, he didn't ask that, praise God, because he knew he was going to be there. He wasn't quitting. He wasn't backing up. He wasn't going home. Praise God. He was there for duration. And he asked a big thing. Praise God. A big thing. He said, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Amen. A double portion. He said, give me twice what you got. He said, that's all I would ask of you. Praise God. He said, I've walked with you. I've talked with you. I've seen how you are. I've seen how you love the Lord. I've seen how God's blessed you in so many circumstances. How God's taken care of you on purpose just because he can, because he loves you, because you love him. Things is always looking lovely. Praise the Lord. In the presence of God. He said, I'm excited about that. He said, I just want that double portion. He was willing to ask a big thing of a big God. He wasn't afraid to ask big things. But you know what our problem is? We're afraid to ask big things. Amen? We'll come trembling up before God with just little old bitty things. You know, like, I've got loved ones that need to be saved. But we've got children, family, praise God, that's backslide, that's out of will of God. And we're scared to death to go to God and say, Lord, would you please intervene in their lives? Amen? We ought to be willing to ask big things of God because He's a great big God. Elisha was able, praise God, he was used of God because he was willing to ask big things. Amen? Big things. He said, I want a double portion of what you got, Elijah. Amen. Look what Elisha says to him. Verse number 10, he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. Amen. He said, boy, he said, you've asked a tough thing. He said, you've asked a hard thing. He said, you've asked a difficult thing. See, Elisha wasn't afraid to ask something big from God. What do you need from God tonight? Old devil, this old flesh, he'd been telling, well, said, you know, ain't no use to pray about that. God ain't going to do that. Amen. Ain't nothing impossible with God. There is nothing impossible with our God. If we're willing, praise God, to ask big things. Amen. Because we have a big God who's able to answer big things. Amen? Who's able to answer the things that we need answered. But you know what the problem is with me and you? Where the rubber meets the road, so many times we waste our resources of God. Amen? Because we're afraid to ask the big things. Because, hey, if we ask something big, if we ask something big, Adam, then we're going to have faith to believe in order to receive. Amen. Sometimes our faith just ain't that big. I'm just being honest. We've all been there, right? Amen. And the reason we don't receive, reason God can't use us is because we don't ask big things, believing that God's able to take care of those big things, to give us those big things. We're afraid to ask for the big things of God. There's no use being afraid. Amen. Just ask the Lord, believing. Amen. He said, we know if we ask anything according to the will that we have those things that we ask. We have. That's a done deal. It's already happened. If we ask believing. Amen. What happened? God, why God used Elisha? Because Elisha asked big things. Elisha loved God. He loved God's people. He loved the man of God. He wasn't going to quit. He had made a determination to stay steadfast in his relationship. He kept the right company. He did like Elijah did, praise God. He followed the leader as Elijah followed God. And then he asked big things of God, praise God, that so that God could get the glory. Now, when it's all said and done, what happened? Did Elisha get his desire fulfilled? Well, the Bible tells, if you really break them down, Elijah done 16 miracles. Elijah done 16 miracles. And if you break them all down, even to the prophecies, Elisha done 32. Amen. Elijah done 16. Elisha done 32. That, to me, that's twice as many. Amen. He said, I want a double portion of what you got. God, did God grant his prayer? Sure he did. Amen. Elisha said, listen, said, you ask a hard thing, but said, if you're here, if you're steadfast, if you're unmoved, if you're abiding in the work of the Lord, praise God, God will grant your prayer. And he did. He did. And the man of God stayed faithful. Even in his old age, even when little old young'uns would come out and say, thou bald head, amen. Praise God. He cursed them little old boogers and the bears come out of the woods and tore them up. Amen. Because they disrespected the man of God. If they disrespect him, they disrespecting God Almighty. Amen. He had a respect for Elijah. Praise God. He expected respect. Not to him, but to God. The God that he served. Amen. So you see this thing. Why God would use Elisha? Because Elisha was willing to be used of God. Said all that to say this tonight. Don't miss this, and I'm done. If you want to, all you got to do is want to be used of God, and God will use you. Just make yourself available. You say, Lord, here am I. Amen. And just expect God to begin to use you. Amen. Hey, just little testimonies, just little praises, just little things, praise God. We'll get your foot in the door, praise God. And the next thing you know, God will be using you and blessing you, encouraging you, and you'll be helping others along the way. As God begins to minister to you, praise God, you begin to receive those blessings like old Elisha did. Elisha said, hey, listen, man of God, I've seen how God loves you, how God's blessed you on purpose, and I want to be blessed like you're being blessed. All the days of my life, I made that commitment. I stepped out on faith. I put the world behind me. And I'm just going to go with God. And God says, all right, Elisha, praise God. If you go with me, praise God, I'll walk with thee. And I believe as they was going through here and talking about this, in verse number 11, he said this, and I'm done. He said, and it came to pass as they still went on and talked. Could you imagine what they was talking about? Now Elijah knew that he was getting ready to go out of here. Elisha knew that he was getting ready to be taken out of here. The Bible said the sons of the prophets knew that they was getting ready to take Elijah out of here. Remember those sons of the prophets? Those are the ones that were training in the schools of prophecy. See, if you go back in your Bible, it was Samuel that started those schools of prophecy. Where he'd get men of renown, men that wanted to do something for God, and had that touch of God on them, and he would mentor to them at these schools. And they had them at all these places. They had them at Gilgal. They had them at Bethel. They had them at all these places where he said he had to go. He was going through, and he was checking on the people because he loved the people of God. They all knew what was going to take place. And they was going along, and Elijah was talking to Elisha. Just talking about how good God had been. Amen. How that God had loved him, how God had helped him, how even when he thought that he was the only one left in the whole world that's still calling on God. But God told him, said, Elijah, you ain't the only one left. Amen. He said, why are you hiding in a cave? He said, I've got 7,000 over here that's never bowed the knee to Baal. They still love me. They're still praising me. They're still giving me glory. And I'm still blessing them just like I'll bless you. You know the story. God took care of old Elijah. And old Elijah get to reminiscing with old Elisha, telling him about how good God had been. Amen. I believe everyone in this room tonight, I believe every one of us can remember somebody, some mama or papa or somebody telling us over time. Maybe when you was a youngin', maybe when you was a younger person, about how good God had been to them. How God had blessed them, how God helped, how God had delivered them, how God had saved them. Amen. Because God had been so good to them. I remember sitting up under an old oak tree, my grandpa Young, and him telling me about how good God had been. How good God was to him. How during the depression, he said, we didn't even know there was a depression. Because we just stayed with God, and God stayed with us. And He brought us through. He delivered again. Amen. People was going crazy because they was losing everything they had. But He said all we had was God, just old sharecroppers. Had God and what we had put in the soil with our hands that we had prayed over and asked God to take care of us. And God blessed us on purpose. Amen. I can believe the same God Elijah was talking about to Elisha. And he said, son, let me tell you about how good God is. He said, if you just stay with Him, I guarantee you, son, He'll stay with you. He said, this determination that you've got in your heart to stay with me and follow me, praise God, if you'll stay with God and follow God, God will hear and answer your prayers. God will bless you. God will help you. God will keep you. God will encourage you. God will prosper you. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. And old Elisha had that promise embedded down in his soul. Praise God, he had done forsaken the world. He had forsaken his family. He had left all behind to go with God. Amen. It wasn't for naught. When we forsake all to go with God, God will bless us. God will help us. God will take care of us. Why? Because He promised the volume of book. Amen.